This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
ISIS may be new to us, but Islamic extremism has been a challenge for America dating back to our earliest days as a nation. Did you know that? Did you know that? Sounds like a Johnny Carson thing. I did not know that until I read Brian Kilmeade's book, Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates, The Forgotten War That Changed American History. Brian Kilmeade is going to be on the program today. You watch him on the Fox News Channel. You hear him on What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here. If you have a question or comment for the talk radio town hall, now would be a really good time to call 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550 and press 1 and say, Congressman Cramer, here's my question. You can start it however you want. I'm just giving you a little bit of an idea there on how to, you know, ask your questions on the talk radio town hall, because every darn time we have Congressman Cramer on, we end up stacked up with a number of calls at the end of the hour. And so I'd encourage you to noodle your question right now. What do I want to ask him? What most concerns you? Would you like him to take back to Congress in 2016 and then dial that number up and we'll get your question for him on the program? See if you have it. This hour, we're guaranteed to get it in for next hour. 800-228-0550. You can call them live tomorrow or next hour as well, but just want to give you that little extra tip there. Love that Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, not least of which because it makes me think of bacon. Todd, I have one assignment for you today on the program, if you could, you and Manny. There's evidently a video of a little boy talking about bacon that's gone viral. I think it's only appropriate that we post that. I want something else on our social media today other than me in a hot tub, because I know you're very excited to have that photo go viral and have all the concern for...
Hey, it's not everybody that gets to do a radio show from inside a hot tub.
My well-being, but I appreciate that very much. We are today broadcasting live from the Kirkwood Mall, as promised. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Vince Webker, the proprietor, is here. Hello, Vince. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. Thank you.
And they have a great team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince and his wife, Sarah, and their entire crew here are really fantastic about any questions you might have, really helping you understand these products. And you've helped me know just what a great product Hot Springs is. This is it when it comes to hot tubs, right?
It is. We actually invented the portable hot tub in 1977. So everything out there is because of this brand and a couple guys in their garage back in San Diego in 1977.
Wow. So Hot Springs started it all.
They did.
And now there's a lot of, obviously, choices out there, but the quality remains... tell me why Hot Springs better than all the rest.
Well, we like to sum it up in about 30 seconds with the absolute best ownership experience, and that really translates into the realities of daily use. Better massage, better water, meaning it's easier to take care of, and lastly, where we live, better energy. This is an appliance at the end of the day that we're putting in our backyard, and if I have to explain to anybody what 22 below feels like in North Dakota, I don't, obviously, but this is an appliance we expect to keep hot and do it without spending a lot of money energy-wise. So when we say better massage, better water, better energy, the absolute best ownership experience, that sums up Hot Springs.
I love the experience on a cold winter night. You mentioned 22 below. I don't know that we've had a 22 below night yet to be able to check it out since we've had one out of this summer. But I'm anxious to do it because it sort of defies logic. You think, you got to walk from the house to the hot tub. And, well, for one, you don't think about anything from the house to the hot tub other than this is going to be awesome, right? So, you know, that, and then getting out, you're still warm and, you know, grab a robe, towel, whatever. It's awesome. It really is a great experience.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what the temperature outside is. You're still in a 100, 104-degree environment. So great way to get in your backyard in the middle of winter and enjoy the great outdoors.
It is fantastic. So we'll tell you more about the products here as we go throughout the program today. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call. Vince will be happy to answer. Or stop by and see us. Kirkwood Mall today. We're broadcasting live. And you're moving. Got a moving sale going on.
Yeah, we are moving. We are building a new location in front of Sam's Club and Walmart on the Bismarck Expressway. Some new clothing stores coming into the mall sooner than later, and we have to get out. So that translates into we have to move a lot of products. Come down and see Mel here. He's our guy. And the deals have been really hot. We need to get rid of everything on the showroom floor. There are a few items to pick from. Hot tubs, we have some left, some pool tables, table tennis, foosball. We have saunas, and you will get a great deal.
You can't beat that. Exactly right. So if somebody's listening right now and they live in Pick City, I just picked that because you're delivering a hot tub to Pick City. You deliver too, right?
Yeah, we deliver. And you know what? I get it. North Dakota's a big place. The roads can be the roads in the winter. You might want to stay home, but pick up the phone and call us here. We'll guide you through a little internet tour of the Hot Spring website and kind of pick out what we have left, show you online, and we can do this right over the telephone.
There you go. So if you want to buy one from the comfort of your home, you're dealing with some pros here that'll take good care of you, as they did my wife and our family, and they'll do the same for you. So, and a great time to do it when you got a moving sale, because they'd rather bring it to your house than have to move it to the new location.
That's right. We don't actually have a place to take it, so we would rather take it to your home, and you will get a great deal.
Yeah, exactly right. All right. Thanks, Vince. Appreciate that very much. How do they? What number do they call you at?
Let's call 701. Let me get back to you on that.
Are you like me?
Yes.
Don't remember any telephone number?
That's right.
Yeah. No, exactly right. We'll tell you where.
Oh, yeah.
What Mel say?
701 202 9000. Call Mel. He will kind of find out what you're looking for, what best fits your backyard, what best fits your family's needs. And you know what? We can do it right over his cell phone and right over the internet and find you the perfect hot tub and save you thousands.
701-202-9000.
That's right.
Now, that's a nice, easy number to remember. Yeah. Love that. How about that? And you know what else, Todd, I learned about the Kirkwood Mall in Bismarck?
What else?
A lot of people walk here.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a stampede if you're not careful. You know, they're out there.
One of the biggest indoor tracks we have in all of central North Dakota.
Yeah, and they take full advantage of it here. So I don't know that I've been here at this hour of the day before.
Hey, I learned something else today, too. You know what?
Be happy.
What's that?
To be throwing this away.
It's bacon.
No, I want my bacon. I got to tell you something. Bacon is good for me.
Yeah, how about that?
Is that the video I was talking about?
Bacon is good for me.
Of course it is. Yeah. Now, my understanding, I just heard secondhand about this, that this video is just going like crazy viral. It's everywhere. And, you know, I understand why.
He may have fought harder for bacon than most kids have, and that's proof that more kids need to have bacon.
Well, explain this to me. What do you mean he's fighting for bacon?
Well, you heard him. I mean, he's fighting out, you know, mom's throwing out the bacon, and he's fighting... Mom throwing out the bacon.
Bacon is good for me.
I mean...
So he's giving his mom a piece of his mind?
Yeah, mom's throwing some stuff out of the fridge, and dad and the son are fighting mom on it.
I love it. All right.
I mean, how can you argue against that?
You cannot. No possible way. But, you know, there's a youngster after my own heart, because he loves bacon just
exactly.
as much as we do. Exactly right. Okay, now here is the telephone number, by the way, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can also call us locally in Bismarck, Mandan at 258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503, or you can email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Quick reminder, next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. So your questions are welcome for him now. And if all you do when you call in is press extension 1. Leave us a message and get the word in. I have a question for you when we come back for break. What would you like to assign this program in the way of a New Year's resolution? I do this every year, but I love it. And you can email them too in if you like, prefer that route. Get some good feedback that way, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. But call them in, just leave a message, press 1 at 800-228-0550. Or you can chat with us live on the air by pressing 2. Text Todd. Here's a New Year's resolution for you guys, 701-226-8503. Want to know what you want. Brian Kilmeade of Fox and Friends at the bottom of the hour on his new book, Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates, The Forgotten War That Changed American History. One of the New Year's resolutions you gave us earlier in the year was to learn more about the Founding Fathers. We're taking that serious with our Freedom Fridays and also today, opportunity to catch up with this author on Thomas Jefferson, Brian Kilmeade. Stay tuned. That's coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the council board of directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. In this challenging business environment, the ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2016, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
How will you ring in 2016? Plan for a super relaxing New Year's Eve celebration at Chase on the Lake on the beautiful shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Ring in 2016 with this perfect package at Chase on the Lake. Stay anytime between December 30th and January 2nd and get in on a classic package that includes lodging and a New Year's celebration kit complete with champagne, 2 souvenir glasses, party favors, and more. New Year's Eve entertainment with the Jason Paulson Band. All that starting at just $329 for a 2-night package. Lodging, activities going on every day, all week long, and the New Year's celebration kit of champagne, souvenir champagne glasses, and party favors, too. Go to chaseonthelake.com to see this incredible resort. Chaseonthelake.com. Or to find out more information about the New Year's celebration package. Or call 888-CHASE-06. That number one more time, 888-CHASE-06 to Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Today by the North Dakota Oil Can Program, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. They have a great Facebook page to keep tabs on what's happening in the oil and gas industry, and there's a lot happening. A lot. Lynn Helms will join us tomorrow, speaking of that, crunch some numbers and take a look at the month it was in oil and gas development. So we'll look forward to that tomorrow on the program as well. On the program we call what's on your mind. We put together a little trip down to the Twin Cities to see the Minnesota Wild play the Florida Panthers. That should be great fun, huh? The big event happening at the end of February. I want you to call Marie in our office for details today on this package. We got really good seats, which is kind of fun. You got to have the good seats. Double attack zone, plus they're good seats in the lower bowl at the XL Energy Center. It's a Sunday afternoon game, end of February, 2 o'clock. So the nice thing there is, you know, you're going to get back in a decent hour. Get down there and get back. So February 28th, Sunday, 2 o'clock game. And if you want to go, want to sign up, take one of those spots, give Marie a call today, 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3 for Marie. Okay? She'll be able to take care of you. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. We're live today at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck. Stacy says, Scott, New Year's resolution for you. De-stress. I wondered why she thinks I'm stressed. I don't know. So all she said is de-stress.
Well,
maybe that was meant for
maybe
you.
Maybe everybody needs that. Maybe it's not a specific Scott. You're getting defensive, aren't you?
Is that proof I'm stressed?
Maybe it's not. Yeah, see? Maybe it's not a Scott-specific thing, though. Maybe it's just all of us need to de-stress.
Yeah, I don't feel stressed, actually, but I will take the
maybe you're just so used to your stress, you don't even know you're stressed anymore.
I don't know. What's funny about stress, Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas, you've taught me about this. I mean, stress is a major, major health driver, right? I mean, a lot of the bad things that happen to you health-wise start with stress.
That is, and you can check Dr. Lipton, Stanford University, the Mayo Clinic. They all cite that physical stress. That's when we're you know, our autonomic nervous system takes over and our body goes into fight or flight mode, and it happens to all of us. When that happens, guess what? Your cells shut down, trapping the bad stuff inside. That's my medical breakdown there. But that's where bad things happen. You get sick, cancer starts. And here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day. It brings your body that autonomic nervous system, which we have no control over except for 20, 30 minutes of hot water, brings it back to the ideal state. Blood flows 121% better through the 60,000 miles of circulatory system in the body. Your cells come alive. They open up. Bad stuff out. Good stuff in faster. All good happens in a hot tub. And the only side effect is a smile.
That's not exactly a bad thing.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that's better than that. The ones you get at the pharmacy with a mile long list of awful, horrible things that could happen.
That is. So if your New Year's resolution is to de-stress, this is the perfect recipe: a hot spring spa.
All right. Well, I maybe that's why I'm de-stressed. I already have a hot spring spa, so others can do it as well. But the stress is that's a real deal. That's a real deal. So it's a. Whatever it takes to have less stress in your life, do it. Stacy, thank you. I'm going to take that as just pure concern for us. 800-228-0550. So that was for me. What about for Todd? What are we going to assign him? Actually, I didn't want this for either of us. What I wanted it for was for the program. In other words, Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends coming up a little bit to talk about Thomas Jefferson and a forgotten war. All right, we're going to learn a little bit about one of the founding fathers. Try to return to those roots a little bit. That was the one that came earlier. Great example. So more of, less of, what do you like? Let us know. Text just came in for Congressman Kramer saying, if we manage to crawl out from under this nightmare and we elect a true conservative president, what is the plan to stop the EPA's recklessness? Such as the Clean Power Plan. How will you eliminate the CAFE standards and the renewable fuel standards? All right. Those are good questions, and we will pose that for Congressman Kramer. Way to get him in. You can text in, or you can call in those questions early. He's here next hour, remember. Another texter says he should be in a hot tub. That's why he is stressed. Like right now, maybe, you think they mean, Todd? Like this instant?
Yeah.
Should actually be in it.
Well, because the texter, and the texter's a neighbor of mine, Neighborville, asked, well, how can he be stressed? He's in a hot tub. And I mentioned, well, he's not actually in a hot tub today.
So then he's saying that's why.
That's what's prompting that, yeah.
Exactly right. Yeah.
And he's right. You should be.
By the way, what else? This is an emailer earlier said, I'm stressed. Stress is the word of the day. I don't know what the deal is. I guess we got to get you in a hot tub. I'm stressed about how much President Obama is spending on this vacation. I don't know how much he's spending this particular vacation, but Judicial Watch just did a little work on this. And the Secret Service expenses for the 2013 Christmas vacation in Hawaii cost taxpayers $316,000. That was just Secret Service being there to protect the president. Okay? It's obviously spendy there.
Love to know what the statistics are as far as how much this particular president has spent on vacations and therefore the necessary expense.
Yeah, I have a total, although, again, I don't know that it... Let's see here. There's a lot of numbers here. Taxpayers have paid over $8 million... Taxpayers paid over $8 million for the 17-day vacation in 2013. So, again, you'd think the numbers are pretty close this year. But $8 million for a 17-day vacation. How's that for a budget buster?
Wow. That's almost as much as your budget there, Scott.
Oh, my gosh. here's the next line I was going to tell you about. The known total expense to the American taxpayer thus far for all of Obama's travel is now $70 million.
Known expense. In other words, there's other expense. They can't be.
Well, I would imagine, like, for instance, right now, we don't know what this year's cost, right? So that's probably not in it. So it's just what we've actually, because this a lot of these numbers come from Judicial Watch, who does a Freedom of Information request for the, you know, the number. They ask for it, say, what is it, and they get it. But we don't have all that as of yet. I need to get this call in here real quick before we go to break. It's Dave in Bismarck. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind? Dave, are you there?
Yeah.
What's on your mind, sir?
Hang on, I'll turn my radio down. I'm calling in, guys, to just touch base on this EPA clean air fight that we're all in and the lawsuit that's currently being filed. But other than that, I really don't see anything else coming from the state of North Dakota, not from its people, not from leadership. And, you know, people don't realize this is an attack on our sovereignty. It's an attack on our life.
So you want more fight from North Dakotans, Dave?
Absolutely. You know.
Yeah, it's good point. Up against the clock here, so we got to go.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our group, our network of buyers and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Before the top of the hour, what's on your mind? Live from the Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck today at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. More with Ben Swepker and the team here coming up in just a little bit. Moving sale at their Bismarck location, so now is the time to call them and find yourself a great deal here. Or better yet, just stop by and see us. We'd love you to do that. Dave and Bismarck called before the break, and we got pretty close on the break that we didn't get a chance to thresh out everything he wanted to talk about. But his point is well taken. That, yeah, there's a lawsuit and there's some things going on, but people need to really engage in what the EPA is trying to do. More on that with Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour. Our next guest is one of the co-hosts of Fox and Friends, a most gracious host for our big North Dakota crew here earlier this month, and now the author of a new book entitled Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates. The Forgotten War That Changed American History. Brian Kilmeade, back with us on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Great TV anchor, great radio host, now New York Times bestselling author. My gosh, you're a busy man.
Yeah, I mean, the book came out to a roaring start. I think it's because, sadly, the rise of ISIS. I think people look at Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and they say, Muslim extremists, man, where did this come from? And then we expose the fact that our first opponent after we win the revolution was really these Islamic extremists. And the first one to deal with it head-to-head was really Jefferson, was asked to try to work it out with Benjamin Franklin and John Adams. And people started saying, man, I can't believe the parallels till today. So it's been a fun to talk about and fun for research.
Our listeners asked us earlier in the year to spend more time talking about the Founding Fathers and, you know, the American experiment, and because the thought being not enough of our youth today understand the genius of these Founding Fathers, and that's dangerous for the future of America. So let's talk a little bit about Thomas Jefferson. You're specifically talking about a battle here and an enemy, but how did Jefferson take that enemy on?
I mean, essentially, just picture this. We're a brand new country without a president and without a constitution. We're working off the Articles of Confederation and Declaration of Independence. And we find out we got an opponent. And we just want to get our economy going. We're buried in war debt. And that opponent are located off the coast of Tunisia, Algeria, Morocco, and Tripoli, which we now know as Libya. And these are terrorists. And what they do is try to target merchant ships. They would never take on a battleship. So we don't even have a navy. So as our ships go out with great products and with the hope of having great commerce into Southern Europe, they find themselves being attacked and targeted by what we now know as these Islamic extremists. People have taken the Quran and said, this is going to be our weapon. According to this, I'm allowed to get infidels, which would be us, target them. Not only were they taking our crew and our cargo and the ships, they were enslaving them. And we had Americans who were enslaved and being held hostage for 10 years. And Jefferson was asked to work it out with John Adams and Benjamin Franklin. And he tried to rationalize with them and tell them, we're not enemies with you guys. What's your problem? And they essentially said, you know, unless you convert, you're targets. They wanted money. In the beginning, we paid the money. They called it tribute. It's really extortion. And then when Washington came to power, Washington said, I'm going to pay the money, but I'm also going to build a Navy. Adams says, these guys are crazy. We're not going to fight them. And when Jefferson took over, he knew exactly what he was going to do. He was going to fight them. And that's where the story picks up.
Wow, I love this. And so essentially, there's no diplomacy here, right? He quickly figured out that wasn't going to work.
Yeah, I mean, we tried. We tried to rationalize like we would with the French, the British, to no avail. And the European powers loved to see us targeted. They did not want to see America work. And, of course, we had the Royal Navy protection for years, and that left when we won. So what happens is we thought we'd show force. We built these ships, and they were elite ships, 36 and 41 guns on them. The pirates would see the size of our ships and our formidable Navy, and they'd give in. Of course, they didn't. And then the rules of engagement were terrible, so we were not affected. And then we got Congress to approve the war, and then we started taking it to them, and we started winning. But surviving with these Islamic extremists is winning for them, as we saw with Saddam Hussein for years. And then it was time to bring the war to them, and then we finally took a land war to bring them to his knees. And Jefferson got the ultimate victory he wanted, but next thing you know, we were staring at the War of 1812, and there was no time to take a bow.
Yeah. So if Jefferson was here now and we said, you know, what was your best takeaway from that exchange, from that crisis, that debate, what would he say?
Well, I mean, if you just, I don't pretend to say I know more about Jefferson than all these other experts who helped me so much and Don so much with this book. But I just tried to focus on this area. But if you just look at Jefferson's actions and his words, he understood that absolute force and total victory was the only way. He understood by practical experience and mistakes, trial and error, that you have to bring the fight to them and let them know we will not be targeted again, and soft touches, for lack of a better word. And what we had to do was let them know this current situation will not stand. America will fight for what's right. And when we didn't go for absolute victory, Madison actually had to go for it in 1815. And at the end, they had to pay us money for our inconvenience. And we told the rest of the world, follow our lead and stop paying them, and these pirates won't be emboldened. You don't deal with Zarqawi. You don't deal with Zawahiri. You don't deal with Bin Laden. You don't deal with al-Baghdadi. You give them what they want, and that is what they call a one-way ticket to paradise, which we all know is hell, which they think is heaven.
Brian Kilmeade is our guest. You watch him on Fox and Friends. Listen to him on the Fox Radio Fox News Radio Network, and also read his books. The other one that recently received some national acclaim was George Washington's Secret Six as well. And if you have a question or comment for Brian, certainly welcome on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. And so if you had to compare, you know, how Jefferson handles this with, similar issues, USS Cole as an example, with Bill Clinton or Bush or currently President Obama. Who can teach who here?
Well, I mean, if you look at Adams, Adams was the one who said, these guys are crazy. We don't have the stomach for a long war. And we should try to avoid this as long as possible. That reminds me of President Obama. If you look at somebody who wants to take the fight to them, and let them know that America will be the superpower that they are today, it's George Bush. If you want to know what it is like to fall short, that is pulling your troops out after the surge worked. That was a mess. And when Jefferson didn't go for absolute victory in 1806, it was Madison had to go back in 1815 and get absolute victory and capitulation from all four of the nations. So you can't stop short from total victory. Unfortunately, none of these people care about their population. And again, the other constant is the people that take the most abuse are the Muslims in which they in which they're supposed to rule over. If you look at Iraq, if you look at Iran, if you look at Syria, if you look at all these dictatorships, they treat their people like dirt without any respect. That is what we cite in the book as our ambassadors start working for these nations. They see how miserable life is for the Muslim population because of their Muslim leaders. And they understand, only thing they understand is their own power being shaken. They don't care if their people get abused because for them, surviving, their survival is winning. If they can put up with the infidels, if they can withstand the bombing at whatever level, whether it's from the sea or for the, now we know from the air, they have won. Saddam Hussein actually thought he won the first Persian Gulf War because he stayed in power. I mean, believe it or not. So, you know, these guys lose Ramadi, and today everyone's like, well, there's got to be panic with the Islamic State. No, there's no panic. They're surviving. Every day they're alive, that's more tax money. That's a good calling card for others to be attracted to their cause. And they're standing up to America, who's been bombing for a year and a half. Now, we all know in a half-hearted way without any real game planning, we all know the coalition is phony, but they're able to sell their survival and talk about how they're winning. And that's the same thing we found with Jefferson. He thought he'd pound them from the sea, and they'd see the size of our ships and our resolve, and they'd quit. But they wouldn't. It was a land war that threatened the power that did it. So Jefferson would say, don't do what I do in the beginning. Do what I did at the end. In the beginning, he watched and he wanted to show power. At the end, he displayed the power, and that's what worked.
And again, when this all started, we didn't have the arsenal to fight with, right? I mean, the Navy, and then ultimately the land war is what prompted him to create the Marine Corps. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, we got a handful of Marines led by William Eaton, an Army guy, and they marched 500 miles with a bunch of mercenaries led by the deposed leader, Hamid Karman Ali, whose brother killed the oldest brother, and he, the middle one, got kicked out of the country, and they kept his family hostage. That's the brutality of then that we see now. And he said it was James Cathcart who gave William Eaton the idea, go get that guy out of Egypt and let put him back in power. He'll be friendly to America. And but first you got to go take Derna, a major city outside Tripoli. And William Eaton was this unbelievably talented, fearless leader that was truly American that said, you give me 1,000 muskets and $20,000, and I'll give you victory. And Jefferson at first laughed at him. And in the end, when he was frustrated, he turned to Eaton and said, get it done. We never had this conversation. So it was a covert mission that was unbelievably successful. In 2.5 hours, he took a major city. When they tried to take it back, he repelled them twice. And our Marines were so fearless, relentless, and courageous that they wrote the Marine hymn really based on that, from the Hall of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. And the Marine that you'll close the book and think about, that most Marines know about, especially O'Bannon, they do this thing the Marines still do today. When outnumbered, they charge. And that's what they did. They could not believe that was the American tactic. And it freaked them out. They never saw people fight like this. They didn't know what to make of us then. And after we won, they didn't know what to make of us after, except for we pulled out a little bit too early before taking Tripoli and Benghazi.
Steve in New Rockford, let's get a question in here. We'll have to get the answer on the other side of the break, but go ahead with your question, Steve, for Brian Kilmeade.
Yeah, well, I'll preface. My son spoke Arabic fluently and traveled all over the Middle East. And my question for you, Brian, in terms of historical knowledge, are these Islamic radicals or are these adhering, are these just the most devout? Devout or radical? Which is it?
Well, I mean, I trust your son's opinion more than mine because I am not a Middle Eastern expert. But I would say this, just fundamentally, if every Muslim was a radical, we'd have 1 billion people with knives in their teeth and guns in their hands, and they're not. I mean, I actually am a soccer player, and I had 4 Muslims on my soccer team. Right? That was 1983. The Marine barracks had blown up, but we thought...
Hold that thought if you would, Brian. We're up against a hard break. We'll come back with more with Brian Kilmeade after this. Don't go away, folks.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the Hot Stuff Pizza 4 for $4 special, is giving away $10,000 again. 2 $500 gift cards will be given away weekly. PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their Hot Stuff Pizza 4 for $4 special.
Helping America feel better.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Our mission is we're here to save lives and prevent injuries and deaths at work, it's on the roads, and it's also in our homes and communities. So it's not just about workplace, it's about things you're doing at home. Hundreds of people in North Dakota, they're dying from these preventable incidents. I know last year alone, the traffic fatalities was 135 in North Dakota. You know, the workplace deaths was 38. These statistics, they may talk about what incidents are happening, but, you know, behind every statistic, it's a person. And that's what it's all about. Every single one of those deaths is a person, and it's a family that's been affected. And, you know, it's people who are neighbors. They're people we know. There's, you know, that we work with every day. And that's part of our mission, is getting people to realize that safety is about getting you home to your family safely every single day and night.
For more safety tips, training, and information, visit ndsc.org.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and we thank you, our fine listeners, for that. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can reach us at 855-200-1776. One, to leave a message. Two, if we're live on the air, press two and chat with us. Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up next hour. Chat with Brian Kilmeade. He's got a great new book out with a co-author called Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates, The Forgotten War That Changed American History. And before the break, Steve up in New Rockford was talking about asking for your opinion, and you were telling a story about your soccer days. So we had to go to a hard break. Go ahead and finish that, Brian.
Well, I just would say, I think the question was, do you think every Muslim's a potential terrorist? Are they, and the ones that are out to kill us, are they just more devout or are they radical? And I'm not a Middle Eastern expert or a Muslim expert, but I would say that From my personal experience, no, I don't think that every Muslim's a terrorist or a radical, and the ones that are crazy are just more devout. I think that these people are belligerent criminals, terrorists, and the ones who are in our prisons today, who are the ones who are, if they let out, they'd go to kill us. They get the weak-minded. They are often from a well-meaning households. Muhammad Atta was rich. Bin Laden was rich. Al-Baghdadi evidently is an educated guy. Zarqawi had an education. So these leaders take advantage of the weak, and they form their own suicide bomber army. But I do not think that the general Muslim population feels that way.
Steve, appreciate the call. Why is this the forgotten war?
Well, no one thought. I mean, nobody. I mean, when we went to research it, they said the only time there was interest, it was after 9/11. And that there was only a handful of people that were experts, even at the Jefferson Library. And with the Marines who talk about it, but they have a small section and they have the original sword that was handed to them for their invasion of Derna. So Jefferson accomplished so much in his life that this was really put in a back seat. He didn't really like the idea that he was looked at as a wartime guy. He wanted to be more of an intellectual thinker, did not want to be someone who was, be known as somebody who necessarily was a hawk. So he didn't really know how to make sense of this war. Next thing you know, as we do it, if you put it in context, we had the Louisiana Purchase going on. And then soon after that, we had the War of 1812. So how many people would be focusing on a war and end up being two of them that lasted about 4 years that was so far away and was overwhelmed by all the other issues that we had on our plate at the time. But in retrospect, it definitely applies to today because we're dealing with ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Boko Haram. He was dealing with the terrorists of Morocco, Tunisia, Algeria, and Tripoli.
And everything they did, everything they wrote and said at the time could easily be something we could use as a blueprint today, with a lot of the same issues, which is one of the reasons, unfortunate, I think, that we don't place more of an emphasis in our education system on these founding fathers, what they taught and what they did. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, but when you think of Jefferson, you start debating the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, his theory on religion, his years as Secretary of State, his years as Vice President. You start talking about the founding, you don't say, well, how did he deal with terrorists? It just doesn't come up. And when they were writing up these textbooks, sadly, this Al-Qaeda was not a big deal. Now they have to actually work off the internet or off the newspapers in order to have this curriculum. And now there's counterterrorist centers and degrees and Homeland Security degrees, at which time I'm sure to get a perspective on the challenges, this comes up. But you have to decide to yourself, should this be part of the formal education or a specialist education? So right now, it's the specialist education. If I walk up to a Marine, they know this story. If I walk to a counterterror expert, they know this story. But if I walk up, and a historian most likely will, and a Jefferson expert will know it, but they will not put this in the first five things that Jefferson has accomplished. For me and for Don, we said we wanted to bring a war and an incident and a story to the forefront that applies to today. It gives people an additional understanding of why it's special to be an American, how great our history is, and how in every sense, in every turn, we're doing these extraordinary things, even in our first years off the mat and on the books. And when we're talking 20 years of our first existence, before we even have a president, we're engaging with terrorists that other established European nations were afraid to take on. We're doing it. And we're debating it, and we're trying to rally a coalition around it. And the rest of the world is like, will you guys just go away? This whole election thing, we're really concerned, might catch on. Leaving power voluntarily is something the rest of the world didn't want any part of, and then having the courage to stand up and not be terrorized is something that they were not willing to do. I mean, the Royal Navy wrote some checks, the Spanish, the French, they have a long history in the region. We came aboard and said, listen, don't lump us in with them. We're brand new. And when they tried to lump us in, we're the ones who fought, unlike them. And later we showed the way because they would follow suit and say, we're not paying the extortion either. So eventually we'd bring all these powers down.
No, I love that. I love that piece of it, that, hey, this idea of you can pay for peace. and have the terror continue to rage. There's just great lessons through the whole thing. So you and Don Yeager have done a great service to lay out this history and make sure it's front and center for folks, and glad it's selling. Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates, the Forgotten War that changed American history. Brian Kilmeade of Fox and Friends. Great to catch up with you, sir. Continued success for you and the Fox team, and we'll chat again soon.
Yeah, have a great weekend and a great new year. Thanks so much.
You bet. All right, friends, back with more from Hot Spring Spas, Kirkwood Mall, after this.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, Tom Fryer with the North Dakota Family Alliance, trusting you had a wonderful Christmas with family and friends. As we look forward to 2016, we are grateful for the opportunity to stand for the family in the public square, standing for life, marriage, religious liberty, and our time-tested family values. And we are asking if you will stand with us with a year-end tax-deductible financial contribution. Can we count on you? Go to ndfa.org. That's ndfa.org. Have a great and blessed 2016.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.